In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Voice is a singing competition. Maybe you've seen it on TV. Popular show. Four celebrities sit in these big chairs, and they judge, and they critique, and they coach these unknown singers competing for a cash prize and a record contract. Think American Idol 2.0. John was the voice, the original voice, we can say, spoken by the prophet Isaiah. When the religious authorities conducted an investigation of John, they asked him point blank, "Are you the Christ? Are you the prophet? Are you Elijah? Who are you?" And John, his answer was simple. A voice calling in the wilderness. Nothing more than that. John was a mouthpiece. John was God's megaphone. Like any decent preacher, he was not there to draw attention to himself. John was the introducer to Jesus. John is the one that you have to know before the one that you really have to know. All of the Gospels together, weave together the voice and the one who is to be prepared for. If you get him, you get Jesus and his message. John appeared in the wilderness by the Jordan River. It was the place where Elijah was taken up. Chariots of fire. It was the place where Israel crossed from the wilderness to the promised land. And now John was calling Israel back to the waters of the Jordan, back to the wilderness. He was calling them back to their roots, away from the religious structures, the religious institutions, synagogue, the temple, back to where God had made them a unique people. John called the people to repent and be baptized. That was his message. Preaching and baptism. That is what the church does today. The church calls the world to repentance and urges the world to be baptized in order to escape the wrath that is to come on the coming day of the Lord. John's job was to prepare the way of the Lord. His message was destructive. It was a word of rebuke. He came to hold up the word of God and to show the people how their lives and their hearts were far from God. He came to pronounce judgment in a very important way. John came to destroy the way of the world and to proclaim in its place the way of the Lord. If you pay any attention to driving around town, construction zones, you know the first thing that they do when a project starts is to completely rip out the old. Nothing is left. The concrete is torn apart. The pieces of equipment that are used to accomplish this are powerful. They are violent. They scrape and they pummel and they crush. They completely demolish the old before the new thing can be built. This is exactly the job of John the Baptist. And this is precisely the purpose of Advent. Advent is one of the two penitential seasons of the church. It's a time when God's people are called to repent, when God's law is unleashed, and through its proclamation, the human nature, the ways of the world are destroyed, and we hate it. By nature, we don't want to hear the truth that we are helpless. By nature, we don't want to believe that our hearts are all that bad, and that we would much rather skip Advent and go right to Christmas. Christmas peace and silent nights and joy, than hear about destruction in the way that we know and the way we love. But God loves us too much to leave us in our way. So John's job as an Advent preacher in the wilderness, and my job as the Advent preacher of hope, is to tell you that your works are worthless. Your past performance means nothing. And that anything in this life that you have done for validation or held on to hope is an example of the idolatry that God condemns in the first commandment when he says, "You shall have no other gods before me." We need this voice, this word of law, this message of judgment, this declaration of destruction. It's not meant for the unbelieving masses out there. No, it's meant for you and for me. And it's the absolute truth. Our church attendance, our faithful stewardship, our love for our families, nothing we have ever done or will do contributes to our salvation. We stand before God completely bankrupt, with nothing to offer him except our sin. And once this Advent message has cornered us, once this word of God has destroyed our way, then the way of the Lord can be established. You see, John's job, the job of every Christian preacher, is to afflict the comfortable and to comfort the afflicted. This is God's work. This is God's way. He destroys sinful hearts with the truth of his word, so that with his word he can build a new and righteous heart. He kills so that the new can be born. This work of God begins in our baptism. And as long as we live in this sinful flesh, it never ends. Daily, in his word, he calls us to repent. In his word, he kills our desire to be justified in ourselves. And only daily does he recreate us and raises us to newness of life. Just as he brought light into the world by his word, he brings life and salvation to our dead souls. And he does it with three simple words: "You are forgiven." The message of Advent is not that we should get better or get busy. This is not a time to show God how qualified we are for the kingdom. He didn't wait for us to come to him. As his word says, God demonstrated his love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is the way of the Lord that John came to proclaim. God must increase, I must decrease. He said it. John can bring you to the Jordan. Christ will bring you to an even greater baptism. John can call you to the wilderness. Christ will bring you to the promised land. John can point the way. Christ is the way. Follow John, this voice, in the Advent wilderness. He is your guide, and he won't mislead you. Follow where his bony finger is pointing. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John is your Advent reminder that you need Christ. You need Him more than you think you need Him. You need Him to save you. You need Him to save you from sin and death that would consume you if it were not for Him. John does us a service this morning. He goes straight to our sinful hearts. And he says one word that we don't want to hear. Repent. And he points us to the one place that our old Adam doesn't want us to be. Baptism. Jesus, the King, has come down to be the King. In the famous movie, The King's Speech, the younger brother who stutters is confronting his older brother, the King. What have you been doing? He says, I've been kinging. That's exactly right. The kinging is Jesus. John is the voice. The King is Jesus. So we look to where John is pointing. The Lamb of God. You are baptized into this Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You are a child of the King. And that makes you royalty. And in Him you are righteous and you are holy and you are safe. In Jesus' name, Amen.